out of a cabinet.
Can't get the show on the road.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 38. Today is Monday, April 12th. Today we're going to talk about March Madness, which we were supposed to do last week. We'll talk about the Masters, some science, hot topics, and we will give some new music Friday. And sorry that we missed last week. That was Easter Monday. So we decided not to record because we were both traveling. So we figured we'll just catch up this week. Hope you guys had a good Easter.
Yeah.
You were away. How was it?
It was nice. It was nice to get away. Out of the States. Out of America.
You don't want to say where you went, COVID.
No. I was in Mexico. I'm half vaccinated. I'm 80% vaccinated now. Well, 80% protected, not vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think maybe during the science section or something, you should talk about your experience with the COVID vaccine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll do that.
And I also want to update the people. I am at a desk. I am sitting in a chair.
Yeah, we needed it.
So this is the best upgrade that I can do.
Right now.
I've peaked.
Eventually a new mic, but that's down the road.
Yeah, and a new house. But so all my rooms are like, I have two rooms, basically, you know, that I just, one is, it's like an everything room where I work out, I work, and I watch TV, and this is my bedroom where I podcast and sleep. And that's living in New York City.
Podcast and sleep.
So I guess let's get right into sports. We didn't discuss how March Madness left us, and I want to say the Gonzaga and UCLA game was crazy.
Yes.
So the ending, if you think back, we'll just give our thoughts because I know people don't care anymore. But I mean, the buzzer shot.
Imagine that's having money placed on that game. I would be so pissed. The odds were crazy. I think it was plus, I forget what the odds were, but it was, I think they were giving Gonzaga 14 points.
Well, that's how champions are made, like right there. It was like UCLA was pretty close to taking that into overtime or winning. And then Gonzaga just shoots from midcourt.
That was so lucky, though. That
money shot.
That was so lucky.
It's hard to make. I mean, you know. And so then I was like, team of destiny. And then they freaking get blown out by Baylor.
Yeah, I was on the fence. I was thinking, like, they're either team of destiny or they're going to be so, like, high off that last game that they're going to lose this one. So
I guess that's what happened because Baylor won. It was boring. I didn't even watch the game.
No,
I forgot.
I didn't. Do they usually do that? I thought they wait a week and then they play the next Monday.
No, I think they always. I'm not sure.
I feel like it was so quick.
And there was no advertisements. And then Monday, and then it was Tuesday. And I was like, oh, shit. I didn't watch the game. I was like, who the fuck won? And you didn't hear anything. You didn't really, like, hear a lot unless you Googled it yourself. And you're like,
yeah, it was so weird. I feel like they didn't do a good job of advertising it. And I'm pretty sure, like, they wait a few days at least or a week. But I think they were just trying to get it done because of COVID. They didn't want any, like, bad thing to happen for the championship game, so.
Maybe. But, yeah, so we have Baylor as the national champions.
Big 12.
And do we know who won the women's tournament? I want to say, was it Arizona?
I think it was Arizona. I think they beat
Shout out to the women.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't know.
Looks bad.
Yeah, you're the woman, so you gotta know.
I know,
this kind of
I should know. I know. It's bad. But yeah, so no more March Madness. Now we just have NBA. Not much happening there. But we do have baseball now.
Yes, baseball
so
here.
Phillies. When I wrote the notes, I have Philly sweep. That was the first sweep they had.
Yeah.
But they're playing well overall.
Yeah, they won last night. Controversial call if you were watching the game. Did his toe touch the plate at the end of the game?
We got lucky.
His toe did not touch the plate. We got really lucky. For once, we got a call that went our way, which is great because I had money on the game, so that was good. But
I had money on the game.
Yeah, it's like an old man now drinking whiskey sports betting.
Are you drinking whiskey?
No.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be peak.
Maybe I'll start doing that. Maybe I'll start doing that. Just like have, you know, I'm not going to be over here chugging whiskey, but like instead of drinking like, you know, like three White Claws, just sip on some whiskey. Yeah, I would save calories straight. Probably. Just have like sip on a little bit of whiskey through, feel warm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like it would maybe do more do for that. You too.
Yeah, you get a good buzz going, but less calories, not as filling.
Yeah, that's peak 30s.
Yeah, now I'm kind of feeling it, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just start doing that, just having, like, fine whiskeys while I watch sports, while everyone's, like, pounding beers and be like,
yeah, because then the beers...
My bets are in.
They make you so bloated, and it's like, then the next day you just feel like a big bag of ass.
It's hard, man. Especially once you hit 30, because then you get weird stuff happening to your body, like your face twitches and things, and you're not sure if you're stroking out or if it's just age. So I've had to ask my friends, because I was like, am I having a stroke? No, it's just stress. So these things happen. But yeah, so maybe I'll start doing that with my sports watching, because, and we'll get into the Masters too, but yeah, I was watching the Masters on Sunday and like drinking Arnold Palmer's. I'm like, after like two Arnold Palmer's, I'm like, I can't drink anymore.
It's so sweet. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
And it's like, I just can't. Like, I can't drink for a full game anymore, I don't think. Like, it's too much. I just need to sip on something, you know?
So you can't drink the whole game?
Because I go through beer, like, I have a problem with, like, I drink beer very quickly. And I drink Trulies very quickly. Like, I can, it's like I'm chugging it, but it's like water to me. No, it's not that I'm craving them. It's just that I can drink them quickly. So, you know, I'm like, oh, well, you know, we're not even halfway through the game and I've had like three drinks already. I'm like, I don't want to have any more drinks because I'm not an alcoholic. So it's like, but I like drinking during sports events because I've been conditioned to, and maybe that's like a social thing, but like, I don't know.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
I'm like over that point in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I did it.
It's a lot.
And now I want to feel healthy. Like, I like waking up feeling good.
Get hydrated and ready to not feeling like shit and not feeling
and
like
you. my abs feel tight. I like that feeling, you know, instead of like.
And I will say that day drinking, especially when you get older, is way better than night drinking.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to go to bed on a full stomach of beer.
Nah.
Like, I'm over that.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you have to use the bathroom, and the next day, just like. And then you wake up and you feel like you got to eat something greasy, and then that whole day is ruined.
Okay. We've gone off on a tangent now, but.
Yeah, but I'm saying day drinking and then be done around like 7, 8. You can sober up, get a good meal, drink a lot of water, and the next day you feel like you didn't even drink. It's like Sheikud.
That's kind of what we did for the UFC fight. I had a weekend of sports. It was weird. UFC fights were Saturday afternoon. Normally they're like till midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But Saturday they started at noon, so they're done by like 5 or 6.
It was so
6.
Weird, yeah, because we were looking at we were going to bet on the UFC fights, but it happened so early, so I was like.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Wait till the night ones. But yeah, it was great because I was home. I was hydrated. I was like, oh. I didn't even drink today.
Feel great. Ready to do it again tomorrow.
Okay, moving on. More sports news in terms of baseball. The All-Star Game is not happening in Georgia because of the voter laws, which we have mentioned before on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I think Will Smith is not having a film there done anymore, so they're getting really screwed by this.
And there's been a lot of misinformation about that, too. Like, we talked about it, and I did some more research, and then they're saying this is saying this, and like new information.
Yeah, there's a lot of info.
What to believe, and some people are saying it's not that bad. It's just like not that restrictive as people said it was, and then other people are saying no, it's like it's a hidden agenda. I don't know. It's a lot.
I don't know. I want to find the only way that I think people are going to be able to get to truths now because the media is so washed by whatever side they're on.
Reading
the actual bill.
Yeah, people are starting to do that.
I wonder if there's like an abstract that I can read instead of reading like the 500-page document or whatever it is.
Like what do they used to call it? Spark notes? The spark notes?
Yeah. Well, for science articles, they have an abstract. So if you don't want to read every single figure, you can read the abstract and get an idea, and it's still the facts. It's just a bridged version of them.
Yeah. Someone should do that. Like, there should be an app for that.
Or, like, someone should pay, like, an attorney or an attorney. Actually, mom should do this as a side hustle where she creates abstracts, but she'd have to be unbiased. So she'd have to just write the facts without opinion in them.
She could put it on TikTok.
Like, I just want straight facts.
She could put it on TikTok.
And that would be cool. You know, no opinions. Just these are the facts. No, and no little sidebar, side comments.
No, these are just from the bill.
Yeah.
This says this and that. And
I don't care what you think about it. I just want the straight outline of the facts, and then I will make my own opinion from there. So I don't have the facts. I don't want to get into it on this pod because we don't have the facts right now. Maybe I'll try and read it. I don't know. I'm not promising anything on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what we need. We need an attorney, a lawyer, maybe a young lawyer who's, like, you know, on TikTok and stuff. That would be awesome to, like, break down these freaking laws.
Mom and dad on TikTok. Dad singing and mom breaking down the laws.
Breaking down the laws. Okay, so the other thing, I wrote down 114 mile an hour fastball. Did you see that?
I'm looking at the notes right now. I did not see that. Where was that at?
This was like, when I made the notes, this was like a couple weeks ago. It was like on record because, sorry, that's my email. that was on, it's a record, right? I don't know, how fast is the fastest fastball?
The fastest fastball. I'm gonna guess, did it happen this weekend? 114 miles an hour? It has to be the record.
Right? Yeah, someone threw it. I have no facts. I don't know why I just wrote 114. I didn't write any facts with it.
That's insane, actually.
I thought that this just happened, like, 2 weeks... Because I saw it, and now I can't remember.
Is it coming up when you're looking it up?
Best fastballs of 2021... Okay, did I dream it? Maybe. These are all back in 2021. Okay, one week ago. Okay.
No, I thought you were losing it for a second.
I was like, where the heck did I come up with this? Vlad Jr.'s 114 mile per hour hit. Oh, was it a hit?
Yeah.
That came through?
Off the bat. Come on, you rookie. It's like, no one's throwing 140 miles an hour.
This is why we go back to the notes. This is why we go back. Okay, cool. So the swing, I still thought that was crazy. That's crazy fast.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fast. That's
for someone to swing to go through?
No, that's like the ball off the bat. I'm pretty sure.
So that's how fast the ball was traveling off of the bat.
Yeah,
it must have been a big deal because they made a point of, like, talking about it.
I don't think he swung the bat 114 miles an hour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that is.
Yeah, that's usually the exit velocity. That's they call that the exit velocity.
Okay, well, forget everything I said because maybe it's not that cool. But I made a note of it. They have a video of it. Maybe it was just cool because it was the first week of baseball.
Yeah, they got to find things to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing that I was trending on Twitter. This is going under sports because. It's a sports thing, but it was a Twitter trend. So Coach Horney was hired at IFU, which I think is like Florida Institute or Florida something University.
FIU.
Yeah. What did I say?
IFU.
Dyslexia now, too.
IFU.
See, when you get old, things happen. You can't read. So Coach Horney, and I'll just leave that there because I'm immature.
Phrasing.
So they're going to have fun with that. Twitter's going to have fun with that once the season starts again.
Yeah.
Let's get into the Masters. I don't have anything for NHL or NBA right now, do you?
NBA is kind of, it's winding down. The season's winding down. So playoffs will start soon. I think May, like the middle of May. And we did talk about, you asked if the season was normal, like to be extended this long, and I think they started late, so they're finishing late, because usually in April is when the playoffs start, so you were right.
Now, I was going to say, it doesn't seem right.
Because right now, usually is the first round of the playoffs, and then it ends in June. It looks like this year probably won't end until like July or August.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so yeah, I was like, something doesn't seem right. We have a lot of sports happening, and it's like summer.
No, I like it.
We also have, it's cool. And we also have the Olympics this summer, too.
That's going to be great. I totally forgot about that. I haven't seen any advertisements for it, though. It's weird.
Me neither. Slightly concerned. I hope it's still good to go.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it, but I'm excited. USA. Yeah. I love the Olympics. Okay, so moving on to the Masters, did you watch any of... You're not a big golf person, so...
No, I didn't. I kept up with it because of sports betting, but...
it's also, like, one of the biggest sports events
of
the year.
No, yeah, so I kept up with it.
So Matsuyama won. He's the first person from Japan, I think first Asian person to win. I know Tiger Woods is Asian, but first person from an Asian country to win.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. I don't know if you saw his caddy bowed to the greens at the
end. Yeah, that was cool.
Like, respect. Yeah. Like, the greens. That is a crazy course. The ending was fun to watch. I actually was surprised at myself. I was like, how am I going to watch, like, 4 hours of golf? But, like, you know, it's kind of on in the background. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
The birds and bees are on the camera. Like, they don't... And they pride them... Well, the I'm mentioning that because they pride themselves... on not having commercials. They don't have commercials.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize that. That's true.
So when there's a break, they just pan to the pretty trees. And so you don't... Like, commercials are really annoying. I think we kind of have gotten habituated to them. But when I was watching the Masters, it was 10 times better than watching, like, anything else. Because during little breaks, I was just looking at trees and things. Yeah. I was like, my mind wasn't being like, bing, bing, buy this truck, buy this.
Blah, blah, blah. It's very, and I'm like, it kills the viewing experience.
Yeah. And so the Masters prides themselves on basically having a ton of money and like, we don't want to ruin tradition. We don't need your freaking
advertisements.
Like, we have enough rich people that are giving us money that we don't need
millions.
Others, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was great, super peaceful and fun to watch. And as a golfer myself now, like, super amateur, bad golfer, but, like, still, it's nice because I've been playing a lot more, and I purchased a really nice driver last year, so I've started to use that, and it's cool to see that, like, even they make shots that you're like, ah, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, they don't usually, but most of the time they make, like, the most amazing shots I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, and they're driving the ball like 300 yards, which is crazy, insane.
Yeah. It's not that easy. It looks a lot easier than it is.
They make it look so easy and like golf's so easy.
Golf's
like
so
the most
hard.
Frustrating game in the world of a ball that doesn't move. So yeah, it was good. The ending was cool because there was a guy named, I'm calling him Willie Z because that's his nickname that they were giving him. I can't say his last name.
Zalatoris?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Willie Z, he was in second place. That was a big deal because he was about to be the youngest winner. He's 24 years old. Tony Romo actually predicted this. He said that this guy was going to go far like 2 years ago. He was like scouting him out. Like,
Romo, he's good, man. He's good.
He's good. He just knows sports things.
Yeah, he's
very shocked.
Good.
I thought he was an idiot, but he's not.
No, he's very intelligent.
So yeah, Willie Z... I don't know if you noticed, he has, like, arms for days, like a born golfer. Super lanky, super tall, and just, like, super long arms, like, just dangling.
He's the kid with the blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
So did you see Adam Sandler? Do you remember the caddy? Yeah, you see he tweeted at him, like, good luck today, boy.
He has the Caddyshack thing stamped on one of his wedges, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
He has, like, a saying stamped on one of his clubs.
That's funny.
Yeah. So he seems cool. He played outstanding for... He's not even a pro... He's not, like, even on the pro tour. Like, he's too young.
Yeah.
He just, like, walked on because he had won this other championship. And I think, like, you win that championship, the next thing, you get invited to all these pro things. So you'll see him, like, on the pro tours, like, probably next year. But now he just kind of, like a walk-on, basically. Like, no one thinks this kid's going to do anything. And he's in freaking second place.
Romo's like, no, I saw this 2 years ago. I saw his talents.
I would be crapping my pants if I was this kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he probably had, like, the time of his life. So, and so his life's going to change for sure. So, yeah, congrats to that kid. I'm excited to see how he does next year. And you can put your name in for tickets. It's a lottery.
Well, for the Masters? For Masters.
Yeah, yeah. You can just enter.
I wonder if we can go tailgate.
It's not that kind. But, like, the Masters, like, you just, it's a lottery, so you just keep entering. People enter all every year.
Yeah.
And then you don't pay unless you get it. And the tickets really aren't that bad. Like, you think Masters is going to be crazy, but I think it's like $150 for like 3 days or something. And like, I've heard also like there, it's not about making money for them. It's about like the integrity of the game and the tradition. So like people were saying you can go there and to get a snack, like a big sandwich or something, chicken sandwich, it's like $3.
Oh man, I'm about to go there just to eat normally.
So it's crazy. It's like, they're not in it. You know, like you go to a baseball game, you pay like $12 for it.
Pretzel. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing someone on Twitter put up the prices of everything. It was like $5 for a beer, like $3 for a sandwich. Yeah. They're like, imagine if they had these prices at football or baseball games. Everyone would be sloshed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, people at golf are like, you know, classy.
Yeah. Classy drunk. You'd be classy drunk.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed the Masters. I'm glad I watched it this year. You have anything else on sports? I think we're probably running way over.
Yeah, we should probably move on to science.
Yeah, I actually don't have any hot topics really, except for that Walgreens thing. Okay, so for science, there's a lot I want to touch on, so I'm not going to go in detail about all the things because I had requests. Someone had requested that we talk about the new Elon Musk Neuralink video that came out with the monkey playing Pong.
The mind control. So, we're being mind controlled.
So I'll get into that. It's actually not as crazy as everyone thinks it is. We've been able to do that for a long time. We're not going there. So the first thing, potential relief from allergies. So there was a single protein discovered that triggers allergies and other autoimmune diseases. So when your immune system attacks its own body. And so the underlying cause of all these conditions is overproduction of rogue antibodies. They're going rogue. And so researchers found a way to basically give potential relief from allergies by targeting this one protein. Neuritin is the molecule that suppresses the allergies, essentially. The problem is that this is far from human use yet. This is just basic science that they've discovered. This molecule can probably have a lot of off-target effects within the body. So they're looking to make this a little bit better, but it's kind of cool because for so long we've had, you know, the same medications for allergies like Claritin and all those.
Yeah.
That don't really help that much, and you have to continually take them. So it'd be cool if you could really pinpoint one protein to target. So that's in the works. It's far from human production yet, but, you know, something.
Allergies suck.
I don't have allergies, yeah, so I'm allergies. Fine, but I know so many people that, like, struggle, and it's really sad. So we're getting there. Okay, the other thing. Researchers found a way to regrow teeth. Which Ooh. Is important for many parts of the country. So by inhibiting a gene called USAG1, antibody increased the availability of certain growth factors. This also isn't ready for human testing, but it did work in ferrets. So kind of interesting. Wasn't tested in mice, was tested in ferrets. I'm not sure why. Maybe they have more similar teeth to humans mice don't really. Potential way to regrow teeth. So increasing growth factors is one way to do that. So they're working on that, which would be really cool, not having to get fake teeth.
Veneers. The last story... I'll need some veneers.
Perfectly white.
Pearly whites.
the last story before we get into the Neuralink, the humans, I thought this was really cool for some reason. Maybe other people won't care, but I thought this was insanely cool that humans have genes that support the production of venom. So, like a snake.
Really?
So, we have the potential to become venomous as the genes that regulate our salivary glands, so our spit, saliva, are the same that allow snakes to produce oral toxins. So, our saliva also contains kallikrein, which is present in a number of venomous secretions. I hope I said that word right. but it's we have this ability, like it's all, the machinery is all there, but we haven't evolved to have to do that yet to like protect ourselves. So it's kind of crazy to think like I don't think human race is going to live that long, to be honest, because we'll probably kill ourselves with greenhouse gas problems.
Yeah, probably the next 100 years.
Like, so I don't think we'll live long enough to see this. But if we did live long enough, it would be crazy. Like, in this crazy, like, dystopian time period where we're just, like, biting each other, trying to kill each other because there's limited resources on Earth. Like, I could potentially see this becoming a novel, and I hope it does.
That would be actually a really good movie.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's evolution. I mean, we have all the machinery that the snake does. It's just the snake has evolved because it needed that to survive because it doesn't have friggin' legs and it's on the floor.
So they have venom. Like, they have venom and we just have bad breath.
Yeah. We just have spit. But, like, it's there, you know? It just hasn't been switched on.
Maybe these
This is where mutation thing, like, mutants could come in, you know, like, freaking superhero superpowers that you see in all these movies. It's this type of thing where you just, like, switch it on.
Maybe the Neuralink can switch it on for us.
No, Neuralink's not going to switch this on.
Nah, not worth it then.
It's not the same type of tech. This is genetics. Neuralink isn't targeting genetics. Okay, so I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Okay, so the big story that came out this week, though, those were all stories from last week, but the big story this week, the Elon Musk video that was released, Neuralink, it was a macaque monkey, which is often used in neuroscience research. They had trained the monkey, they had implanted the electrodes into the brain, the Neuralink electrodes, and they had trained the monkey to play video games, basically, and if the animal was playing the game correctly, it was getting a banana smoothie reward. So the video, that's what the monkey is, like, sucking on. So he's getting a reward every time he, you know, does well in the game.
Yeah.
And so, basically, the electrodes in the brain were sending signals to a computer, and that was computing, like, the brain signal to an electrical signal, decoding that electrical signal, and then was able to take all of that data so that the monkey could just now think, since it had collected how the monkey thinks, I know it seems like science fiction, like crazy, but your brain signals are electrical signals. Like, neurons firing is just electrical signals. So if we can harness that and put it into a computer and then translate it back and produce the same output that had produced the input, then we can have mind control. Like, your mind is just an electrical signal. It's, like, not that crazy.
So it wouldn't be that hard to have mind control, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. I mean, the main thing I wanted to point out is that this isn't the first time that this has happened. This is the first time for Neuralink, which it was important. Like, Neuralink is going to have to show all of these controls before they can move on to humans and showing that it's safe and everything like that. So they have to show this. And it was really cool because it worked, but it's not something new. Like, scientists have shown this before. This was shown, like, since 2002, people have been able to do this. We can record neurons firing in real time in our mice. I could show you videos of that. The cool part is being able to relay it back, use that information so that now when the animals, when those same neurons fire, then the game knows how, then the animals' brain signals are going through the computer, and then the controller that's not there essentially knows where to move now.
So the end goal for them, though, is to use it for people with, like, disabilities and stuff?
Right. Yeah. So, and that's what a lot of people who have been doing this type of work want to use it for. So, you know, people that are in wheelchairs, paraplegic, things like that, or people that are blind even. He had mentioned, you know, people that are blind who are using their smartphones. They can just think of a message and it will send. And that, but, you know, you have to think, like, and I think it's possible, but you have to collect all of the data. You have to collect every single piece of data of how I think. And that's going to be specific to everyone, which is, that part isn't the hard part. I think it's collecting all of the data on how my brain fires and then feeding it back in to, like, you know, this machine learning, essentially, is what they're probably using some type of machine learning.
The algorithm.
Yeah. We put everything into an algorithm. But, it's not a revolutionary piece of science, but it's great that it worked, and it's the next step for them. They had to show that they could do this. For humans, I think the hard part will be not only, you know, it has to be, you have to get so much information on everything that person does, like in their day to day. And if, what if something changes? You know, how does the signal respond to a change that's not, maybe it's not normal or not a normal spike that you have? I don't know. Or what if you have like anxiety or depression or your signals are off? That it's not how that happens, but your levels are off. Trying to like have this in layman's terms, but yeah, you know, things like that. Or what if you get sick? Or what if you're in an accident? You know, there's a lot of questions, obviously, but this is cool.
How long would it take to get enough data for that to work effectively? Like, would they have to monitor you for a year or?
I don't know. I don't know how their algorithm works, how good their machine learning is and things like that. Or if it can adapt, which a lot of the machine learning these days can adapt pretty quickly. So if something changes, it'll like adapt to my rhythms, basically. But the other cool thing, if they do get this to work, you could potentially use this in neurodegenerative diseases as well, like Alzheimer's. I mean, if you can reprogram how the brain fires, you might be able to, replant memories and things like that. So it's exciting and it's important, but it's not revolutionary. But I think the other problem with putting this into humans, they've discussed, is the how long the electrodes will last in the human brain. So they might degrade. The human brain degrades plastics very quickly, I think.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so they have to figure out what type of tech to use, which I guarantee that they'll be able to. It's Elon Musk. I mean, he'll figure some odd material that will work, you know. But so it's super exciting. So that's for the people who wanted to know what's happening. Now your fun science fact of the day. Did you know? The human stomach can dissolve razor blades.
Oh, I don't even want to think. How would that even?
Yep. So that's how acidic our stomachs are.
Don't swallow razor blades, though. Don't try this at home.
Don't try it at home. But, you know, your stomach can break down a lot of stuff. Okay, so I think we've spent a lot of time on sports and science. Let's move on to hot topics. I didn't really have any. I think we had kind of hot topics mixed throughout sports and science, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one thing that was crazy, I don't know if you saw this, it was in the news, Walgreens spaced the Pfizer vaccine 4 weeks apart instead of three. Like, Walgreens just decided that they weren't going to listen to the Pfizer, to the company who invented the vaccine, and they were just going to do 4 weeks instead of three because it fit their schedules better.
Like, for the first shot and the second shot? So I got...
They weren't following protocol.
So I got my shot.
And they
shot.
Just said because... They were like, well, it just didn't fit our schedule. Like, what?
Okay, yeah, I'll just make sure my shot wasn't four weeks past the first shot.
Did you get Walgreens?
No. I went to Kaiser Permanente, like the big hospital.
Oh, you're fine. It was just Walgreens that was breaking the...
Oh, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, not safe.
Because it didn't fit their business plans.
Yeah.
How can they even get away with it?
They didn't. I mean, they got in trouble now. I don't know what the penalty is, but I don't know.
Are you Pfizer gang or Moderna?
I'm Moderna.
I'm Pfizer gang. I was hoping to get the J&J so I could just one shot and I'm fully vaxxed, but.
That would be nice. No, they had, I mean, I got vaccinated early, not to brag. And they, they just had Moderna here, so.
Nice.
That is the main thing I had.
You want to talk about my vaccination experience?
Yeah, let's talk about your vax experience. Tell the people.
I almost
died. Don't scare them, but...
No, I'm joking. I didn't almost die.
But he's fine.
I'm fine. I'm still ugly, but, you know, that didn't fix that.
Solid sevens.
So I went there, got my shot, and it was a lot better than I thought it would be. Like, when I was younger, I was afraid of needles. I haven't gotten a needle in a long time. And I was like, that's it? That's pretty much, like, it was not even as bad as a bee sting. So I got the needle, whatever, it's fine. And then I started to get a little anxiety just after you get the shot because you don't really know what's going on. Like, everybody's in the room together. Not, like, scared. I just kind of got, like, you know, a little anxiety. And then I lost a feeling in my left hand, and my body started to get really hot. Like, I started sweating. So I went to the bathroom to get some water on my face, and I had to sit down in the bathroom, which I should have been around nurses. I've been in a hospital. I went to the bathroom where there's no nurses.
So you isolated yourself.
Yeah. And then, so I started getting really hot. My vision got super blurry for like 20 seconds. I couldn't hear anything for like 20 seconds. Like, sat down, and then in like 30 seconds, everything went away. But to be fair, I didn't eat anything before I went there. So that was probably the main thing. But it was a little worrisome at first. Because I was sweating. Like, I had sweat. In a matter of seconds, sweat just appeared on my face. So I was getting nervous. And I did tell the nurse, but they were like, yeah, I mean, if you didn't eat anything, and everybody's body is different. So, I mean, it was probably just kind of like the shock of having that in your body. But now I'm fine. I just had a headache, and then I've been good, though.
Nice. Yeah, I think this was like a anxiety or panic attack or something.
It could have been because like the whole situation where, like I said, everybody's waiting in the room. They're like, how are you guys feeling? It just seems kind of weird. And then I wasn't nervous going in there. I really didn't have like bad anxiety, but it was just like that little bit of like, oh no, what if, like, blah, blah, blah. So, but no, it's fine. Like, everybody in the room, like, no one, there's not, like, half the room was going through it. Like, everybody was fine. Everybody went home. Like, I didn't see anybody, like, getting sick or, like, having to go to, like, a chair. What do they call them? A room where they get checked out. I don't know.
A chair.
Going to the chair.
It sounds terrible.
No, but yeah, everyone was good. So don't be scared.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we, I mean, most of my friends are either fully vaxxed or half vaxxed by now. So this is exciting.
I said 1 in 5 is fully vaxxed. 1 in 5, yeah. Americans.
Going to see people again soon. Concerts are coming back, heading into music. So not Burning Man, but what's the Firefly's coming back.
We should get our freaking money back. Did we get our money back for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, aggravated about it. Of course, the first time we try to go to a festival.
Well, we should try because, I mean, I don't know. I really want to go. We need to figure it out. So Firefly is happening again. They haven't released their lineup as far as I know. What's the one in Tennessee?
I forget now.
Bonnaroo. That one's happening.
Coachella's coming back too, I'm pretty sure.
They're all coming back in September.
Yeah, October,
so
September.
So Bonnaroo's coming back, and they've released their lineup. It's pretty good. I wouldn't even mind going to Bonnaroo, to be honest. But I want to do one. The problem is that I'm 30 and now none of my friends want to go to like a camp out festival with me.
Too old for that.
I will do this because it's been on my bucket list. And I was supposed to go last year before I turned 30. I was supposed to go and I didn't go. And I'm going to go. So I need to find some new friends to go
with. Some younger friends.
And yeah, so I'll figure it out. That's why I was like recruiting you. I'm like, I need someone to go with me. Okay, so that kind of moves into music. The new music Friday, so we have 2 weeks to, I mean, honestly, not too much happened.
Yeah, there hasn't been really much music.
So I noted, so you know Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, the driver's license song. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's her famous song. She had a couple more come out, Deja Vu and Sociopath. I liked both of those. Deja Vu is another sad song, so it's like, eh. Sociopath is actually, like, it's pretty good. It's kind of, yeah. I mean, it's still, like, sad, but it's more upbeat sad and, like, a killer type vibe.
Happy sad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to top the first song she dropped, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I started learning that one on guitar because it's fun. More Demi Lovato dropped.
Yeah,
met him last night with Ariana. I love her song, Dancing with the Devil. Love that song. This one is good, too. But the other, Dancing with the Devil, is my favorite.
Yeah. This one was probably more pop, like standard pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had Doja Cat and SZA, Kiss Me More.
I wasn't a huge fan of the song. It was okay.
Did you hear J Balvin and Khalid? I did not hear that one, but that sounds like a good song.
Wait, well, that was a Spanish song, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I listened all the way. I probably heard like some of it.
21 Pilots came out with a song.
I like And I do like Spanish songs. It's just sometimes hard for me to get into because I don't know the lyrics. So then I don't, you know, like I'm a very lyrically driven person. So even if the beat's good, I'm like, still don't know what they're saying. So.
Yeah, you're a boomer. You're old. That's the older generation. Now people don't care what people say. They just want a good melody and a good beat.
I know. I'm so lyrically driven. I love lyrics.
Let's see. Services. So, band that came, I don't know if they're a band, they're a group, came out with Sunday's Best. They put out a new song, Wave of You. I think a whole album. Maybe, let's see. Maybe just a song.
The song was good. It goes in their wheelhouse, that song.
Yeah. They have a niche.
Yes. Chill, relax, beach vibes or whatever.
Beach vibes. If you're a fan of rap, Kodak Black put out a new song. Polo G put out a new song. It's really good. Other than that, there's not much that I'm looking at right now.
T-Swift, she released Songs from the Vault, and she released all of her album that won her the first Grammy again.
Oh, she's trying to get that money because she didn't own it. Yeah, she's trying to get those masters.
Yeah, so she's calling them Taylor's version. So she tweaked them maybe a little. She re-recorded all of it.
Yeah, she had to, legally.
And so she put that all out, which I think is cool. Like, stick it to the man. I don't care.
Oh yeah, she's gonna make so much money off that. You have the masters now. Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. More people should just do it once they become independent or whatever.
Well, yeah, they should. But she's so well known, and all her old music is so popular still.
Yeah,
that it's good for her to do it because she can make all that money off of streaming that she missed out on because of the label.
Yeah. Yeah, so good for her. Her songs from the vault, too, are pretty good. Mr. Perfectly Fine is my new jam. It's like going back to high school.
Yeah, I like that name, Songs from the Vault. That's a good, oh, I didn't mean to put this on. That's a good way to phrase some throwaway songs. Songs you have on the hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool. And it's cool to think, like, oh, she wrote these a while ago, and now she's putting them back out there. Like, that's pretty cool. People love that stuff. So, I don't have, like, nothing else on New Music Friday that, like, blew my mind. I think, did you say 21 Pilots? No, was it them?
They released 21 Pilots put out a new song. Yeah, I didn't listen to it, but
it was good.
Was it? Yeah, they always put out good music. They're cool.
It's, like, solid, cool, you know? It wasn't, like, it didn't blow my mind, but it was solid.
Yeah. We'll get into, let's see, we'll get into the sports betting aspect next week. Maybe we'll have a whole segment, like, what are my sports picks for this week? Blah, blah, blah. I think I'm going to start putting, like, my parlays on the IG as well, so.
Okay.
Don't listen to me, though, because I have not been very lucky so far. I just do it for fun.
What app are you using?
Well, it's technically illegal in California. So Yeah, it's a thing. I don't want to incriminate myself.
Okay, off air.
Yeah, off mic, pause. But no, I just do it for fun. I don't bet a lot of money. I can see how it can be very dangerous, very quick. You can lose a lot of money because it is addicting, and it makes sports, like the games you don't care about, it's a lot more fun to watch them, obviously, because you have money on it. But I like to do like $1 to $5 parlays, and then, you know, I just put like $50 in my account, and then, you know, I'm not going to go crazy with it because I don't have the money to just waste. So, yeah, it's fun, though. It's really fun.
Nice. We'll hear more about that next week.
On Dougie's Bets section. You shouldn't listen to because I don't win a lot. Well,
all right. Well, I think that's everything. You guys.
Yeah. What are we at? 43 minutes?
Probably.
We'll see you all next week. It's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun. Everyone stay safe. Stay healthy. Get vaccinated. Peace.
Peace. You gotta be kidding me!